ponds and so on back in the marsh, prairie. That's where your great duck populations come in. The swamp, on the other hand, is higher ground and full of trees and so on. You won't see any trees out there in the marsh.
What type of soil is there in this area which is not swamp or marsh?
Yeah, along the river you have river sand, of course, because that's been the overflow from centuries. And the river flows over and it comes back, just like the Nile, it would do that. It's one reason, again, why we have so much high water and threats of floods, and why you read of these great floods that occur occasionally in the lower Mississippi Valley, is because more and more the Corps of Engineers has been levying what was once the natural floodplain, would allow this water to go out, sink in, and so you didn't have as much water coming downriver. But at the behest of the agribusiness, which wants to plant soybeans or cotton or whatever, they're cutting the giant forests that form this floodplain, and they are narrowing the river and putting up levees to keep it within control. And so more and more water comes directly down into this area, and it's breaching the levees down here. And that's the reason that you read of these giant floods. It's a natural phenomenon. It's increasing every year because of tighter and tighter levying. You force more and more water from up above down. You don't let it spread out into a floodplain. Naturally, it causes much more stress on the levees lower.
The flooding that you had last month that was in the news a great deal, was that much greater than usual?
In general. So it's just a taste of an ever-increasing thing that was occurring here.
What sort of soil do they have where they can grow crops and so forth?
On this side of Lake Pontchartrain, you have basically an alkaline soil. Any pine trees that you see on this side of Lake Pontchartrain have been planted over here. Mm-hmm. They are not native to this side. The moment you get to the other side of the lake, you went across the causeway, there's a long causeway that goes across the lake, 24 miles long, you will see pine trees almost immediately. And that is an acid soil over there. The soil immediately north of the lake in St. Tammany Parish, and nobody knows where, how quite why they named it St. Tammany Parish, is not very fertile soil. We have a fellow who's, well, the head of the library here, who lives over there. He bought a place. He's not from here. He bought a place over there, and he's been trying to grow vegetables and things like that. And they won't grow. They come up a little bit, and then they just don't do anything. Well, that's because that soil is just no good. It's very poor, poor soil. Over here, however, you have very rich soil because it's close to the river and it has overflowed so many times, and it's fertilized soil, just like the Nile Valley. And it's very, very rich. Also, it may have been just naturally richer. I don't know. I'm not an expert in that geography.
Do you use the term bottom, river bottom, in this part of the world?
Yeah, there are river bottoms here. Common term, yes.
Does that mean fertile soil?
Generally, yes. It also means that if you said bottomland, you'd be thinking of oak and certain hardwood forest trees that you... not so much pine, but hardwoods. You might find oak, you might find, they might not be hardwood as